Jake Spaulding with you as we're talking Perry LeCompte basketball, presented by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry and Hide and Repair Service. Talking with head coach Joey Franzetta of the Cause. And coach, some state starts tonight for your squad. You guys take on Silver Lake, not an unfamiliar opponent. You guys started the season off at Silver Lake, and you guys facing off against them again here in some state. You draw the 15 seed. You're taking on the Eagles tonight. Just tell me about preparation. Kind of a short week as far as preparation for this specific game. What are you guys looking to accomplish as you guys head over to the Eagles' nest tonight?
Well, I mean, whenever you talk about Silver Lake or anything like that, I mean, obviously you're playing a really, really tradition-rich program, and not only do they have the tradition, obviously they got a lot of current skill and current players and good coaching right now to go with it. I mean, the thing is, it's really hard whenever you're sitting watching a game, you're trying to say, well, what can we do to kind of take away this kid or this kid? The problem is like, you can take away their best players, but their other players are still very, very skilled. They might just not have the stats associated with them or whatever. They just are really, really good, solid role players in their role. So I mean, we got to put it together, a complete effort tonight. I told the girls, this has to be our best game of the season. And going from there, and then I think the other thing, anytime you play any good opponent or anything like that, you can't think of the game as a full. You got to start trying to find little ways to break it down into 2 or 3 minute chunks, and just trying to find little ways to get through this 2-3 minute chunk. Okay, how can we win these 2 or 3 minutes? And go from there, and just try to shorten the game up as much as you can in the minds of the girls, instead of looking at it for an entire length of 4 quarters. Just anything to kind of chunk it up is going to be good. So we're going to have to play really well, obviously really, really skilled. I mean, Haney, she's about as good as they come as a point guard. Not very many high school girls, basketball players, especially younger kids, she's only a junior, are not only good at making themselves good, but she's also really good at making all of her other teammates really good. So obviously got to deal with her. And then, I mean, man, then you got the Dieter's kid. And you can start spewing off last name after last name. But, I mean, we're going to have to play really well tonight.
Sure. So let's look back at the season as a whole right now, Coach. And, again, we've talked about it from the very first coach's show through now, is you guys are a very young team. You got some upperclassmen, but a very youthful team as well. As we look back on the season as a whole, you know, you guys did some really good things. But what have you seen from dating back all the way to December to where we are today here in late February?
You mentioned it. This year's just been kind of an odd year because, I mean, this has really been the first year since I've been here where we've had to deal with kind of the mass amounts of injuries that we've had. And not only did we have to start dealing with injuries, I mean, we went about a 4 to 5 week period where we just had the nasty flu illness that's been going around with everyone. I mean, there's a stretch in there. I think it's 4 or 5 weeks where we didn't even have our full roster available. And, you know, whenever you take out two kids that are already out with season-ending injuries, and, you know, you got essentially, I mean, there are a lot of times we were playing games for all intents and purposes down 3 starters. It makes it rough. But the thing is our kids' attitudes were great throughout the entire year. I mean, they could have, I've told them this, they could have packed it up a long time ago and just say, forget this, we're just going to kind of go through the motions and go that, and that's been far from the case. They've been an awesome group to work with. I'm going to miss them all, obviously. Looking at toward the end of the season, I mean, your time with your seniors is getting pretty limited, and Sophie's been awesome this year. She's not going to be a kid that goes and lights up the stat sheet or anything like that, but I mean, she's been everything that we need plus more from just a leadership standpoint. The consistency standpoint, she's a kid that's never going to get too high, never going to get too low. And I think that's been something that this group really needed in going into this year, just knowing kind of what was going to happen and looking down our roster and knowing how the roster is going to be. So obviously with her being there, and being a good cornerstone of a leadership for us, a leader for us, she's been awesome. And then I guess another kid that probably deserves a lot of credit too is Devin Aldrich. She's kind of been put in a weird situation because she didn't have a whole lot of experience coming into this year. But, when you only have one senior and the other senior you have has been out all season, you kind of naturally have to just look at the next oldest kid. And Devin's been that, and she's been good this year. She stepped up into a starting role about halfway through the year, and kind of just never looked back, and she's done a lot of really nice things for us. And, you know, obviously moving forward, this probably helps us a lot next year because Devin's in that role. She's going to be probably in the role very similar to what Sophie is this year with the leadership wise. Obviously a completely different player. They play two totally different positions and totally different games, but it's been good for her. And then you look kind of down at all of our young kids, our sophomores and freshmen. And I mean, they might be classified as a sophomore next year, but they're going to have enough games under their belt there. They could probably have as much experience as a lot of seniors and juniors, and same with our sophomore class. Instead of maybe, you know, being a typical junior, they're going to be, you know, have the experience of a kid that's played a lot as a senior. So, I mean, it would be really easy to look at our season this year and just look at strictly our record and say our season was not successful. But I mean, you can choose to do that, but I mean, I'm going to choose to look at it where, look at the growth from the beginning of the season to now. And I mean, we're a totally different team. We just had a lot of, I mean, for lack of a better term, we had a lot of crap thrown our way, and, you know, we had to find a way to try to navigate that. And, you know, the fact that we've even navigated that and have gotten through the other side, and in my opinion, we're significantly better basketball players is a real testament to this crew this year.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck tonight as you guys travel to Silver Lake here in the opening round of Substate. And as always, thanks so much for taking time every single week throughout the season. And we'll do it again next year, okay?
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Jake. I know I speak for a lot of people around here, and we really appreciate what you guys do in these weekly interviews. I know a lot of people appreciate that, and I know in our kids especially, it kind of gives them more of a kind of a big time feel. So thanks for you, and thanks for all the people that I know you work with that do a lot of good things. So just thanks from our standpoint as well.
Well, I really appreciate those words. Again, Coach Joey Franzetta of the Perry LeCompton Cons. We'll talk with head coach Matt Simmons after this timeout as we conclude this year's locker room chats here on the MSC Radio Network.